All right, it's Richard Allen here of InsideDirtRacing.com at 411 Motor Speedway, where we got a topless Outlaws Dirt Late Model Series paying $4,000 to win tonight. I'm here with Mike Weeks. Mike looks like he's getting ready to fire up his number 22 car to race tonight. So, Mike, first of all, this is a topless series, so tell me what the difference is in driving a car with the top and without the top.
I don't know if there is much. I've drove some like that, but I think it is a little bit. I think there's more downforce to the car there with the top not being on it. You know, it ain't there. The roof's not disturbing there as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's just neat for the fans. It's pretty cool to do them deals. I kind of like running them like that.
On a hot day like this, having that top off might even help keep you a little cooler.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's been hot, but at least we've been able to do what we love to do. Mm-hmm. It could be worse.
Well, also, is there a difference if there's not much difference in the driving style? Do you set one of these things up differently when there's no roof on it?
No, I really don't do anything no different. I just come with my baseline setup, you know, from Rocket, and just kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, this track's known for kind of being multiple groove, real smooth and everything like that. How do you decide before the race starts whether you want to set your car up to run on the bottom or the top, or is that something that's played with throughout the night?
Yeah, I think it just depends on the track conditions, and I think tonight it'll be slick and hard, which that's kind of, I kind of like it that way because I grew up racing an Atomic, you know, and it's slick and takes a lot of it in the driver's hands there, and the cars, you know, just probably watch the racetrack and just try to tighten up and keep, you know, this racetrack changes a lot, but man, when it gets slick, it really gets good and super slick.
Yeah, and then qualifying nowadays so important because it's either going to set you up for a heat race or sometimes it even just determines where you start in the feature. How do you, you know, you've got 3-4 hot laps to get it right. Does that put the pressure on?
Yeah, and I'm a terrible qualifier anymore for some reason, so you got to try to make you 3 or 4 good laps, like you said, when you're hot lap, to try to see what you got. But for some reason, I don't know, I just can't never start up front. I always have to start back there towards the back. And sometimes I can work my way up through there.
Yeah, well, that puts the pressure on you then having to come
absolutely
up through the field.
Yes, it does. But I don't like doing that. It's a whole lot easier if you can start up towards the front. But I just get the hand that's dealt to me.
All right. Well, good luck to you tonight,
thank
Mike.
You,
thank you.
Thank you.